producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney America tonight. Please bear with me. I know it's not a female voice that you've been listening to, but it'll be a male voice, but I'm sure it'll be entertaining and edifying and worth your time. It's worth mine, so it should be worth yours. I want to thank Kate for giving me the opportunity to fill in. Maybe the doctor's giving her a new pharmaceutical drug, but whatever it is, I appreciate it, and we're going to make the next 4 hours go by. I've got a lot of help to do so as well, because there are a ton of topics to talk about in the next few hours here. And I brought my friend on because you should have your own, you should be national yourself.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
That's an attorney right there. His name's Mark Stevens, attorney extraordinaire. First of all, you tweet.
I do tweet.
What's the tweet name?
At Bye Bye DWI.
B-Y-E.
D-Y-E-B-Y-E-D-W-I, and also NH Crime for local New Hampshire criminal affairs.
Yeah, but you can talk about all things in national. You can't give anybody legal advice, though.
That's right.
What?
But I can tell you what my opinion is about something if you ask me.
Of course.
I'm glad to share that. I'm not shy about it.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Last week, the news stories last week were off the wall, and they just keep pouring in. I've been saying to myself lately, is there anything that people could put in the paper today that would actually make somebody go, those days are gone? When we were young, we used to go, at something. Can you believe that?
Do you want to know something, though? One of my professors in law school told me this. I think it was my second year of law school, and this is going back a long, long time.
1943.
Not that long. But he told me the wows will never be gone. No matter how long you do this, the wows will never be gone.
Yeah, but when it comes to people being shocked by anything they are, though, they just read it and go to the next story. The headline they read, they go to the next story. They don't sit there and, ponder it or anything. It's just like, oh, let's go to the next one, because everybody's out there to try to get the next headline. Mm. We grew up in a time when news happened once a day. You had your newspaper, and then you had whatever show was whatever.
Nightly news at 6 o'clock.
Nightly news at 6 o'clock. Right. You go about your business during the day, and then we'd eat dinner and watch it. And I'm not talking too long ago, because I'm not that old. I know that my voice
sounds like
I'm fat, bald, and smoke a cigar, but
that's
just
experience.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, I started to tweet myself. Now, I did it years ago when it first came out, to give it a shot, to thinking that it would be good for the listening audience, and I've started again. And my tweet, Nick, is Mr. Talk Radio, which had always been. But what had happened was about 4.5 years ago, there was a gentleman who now works for the Golf Channel that was over in Wales. And he was using tweet to, what was that, the President's Cup we had over there a few years ago? What was that? What's the other tournament they have besides the President's Cup every 2 years? It's called something.
What is it, golf?
Yeah.
British Open?
No, come on. Where the Europeans play the Americans.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the President's Cup. No, it's something.
What is that?
Yeah, right. Well, we'll figure it by the time we get done with this 4 hours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, he was in Wales, and he was tweeting this.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the time difference, I couldn't watch it, and I'm doing my own radio show and stuff. So I was watching and reading his tweets. I felt like I was there. So I said, well, that's pretty cool. This guy happened to use it good. He's not telling me when he's tying his shoe. Or he just bought some flowers for his girls.
My dog's doing something else.
Yeah, you know. He's at the thing and he's saying, you know, they're on the screen or whatnot. So I said, well, you know what? If I do something which I feel might be good for a listening audience to be entertained with, or if I have to go on a road trip, that's when I want to use it. So I've restarted it again.
And it's great because it's quick and it gets out there quick.
But it has to be something that I think that the people will enjoy. I don't want to waste anybody's time, especially my own. So last week, you know, and I've been doing this is my 14th year doing talk radio, and, you know, I cover a lot of news stories. If you hang with me for 3 hours, you'll be exhausted.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You'll be wiped, but you'll know more things than anybody else knows. I know a little about a lot.
It's like getting a Vulcan mind melt. You know, you get all this knowledge infused really quick, and it's exhausting.
All I say is that, you know, by the time you're done listening to me, you can have a conversation with anyone about anything.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But when you're reading things today, and I think about the kids and these articles and these headlines that are banging out, they have to find the next headline. They can't be satisfied. You know, I would think that it would be a big story that could be talked about between people at the dinner table, husband and wife, whatever, that the Speaker of the House is suing the President. That's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, what's the next story? That's a big deal.
Right.
That's barely ever happened before. You can go do the research on when, but I don't think it happens where you're talking about enough. It's a shocking headline.
Yeah.
There is nothing shocking to anybody today at all. They move on to the next story. Nothing's big. And it's very difficult to concentrate or follow up on a story because they're all looking for the next story. Because of what? Because of the way the internet is driving the people today. You take a look at your major, which used to be called search engines, which have their own homepage now, and they're throwing up news, and that stuff changes every 5 minutes. It's a wonder you know anything about anything in-depthly, you know?
Right. It's what's trending now, what's going on right now.
Well, like now, in the, like,
right.
Life doesn't move like that, man. Okay.
Although, you know, the speed at which information is processed has changed, and it changes and doubles and triples, you know, exponentially now. And people are used to that. So they want things quicker. They're not going to sit down. They'd rather read 140 characters on Twitter than they would a nice New York Times article. Well, it's just what most people want.
I just, you know, last Thursday, I believe it was one of the busiest news days in my all my years of journalism. Okay? I'll tell you why. Here's what you got. Here's what I had come across. And I try to read 8 to 9 papers a morning, and I do morning drives. So I'm up around 4-ish, and I have to get all this stuff done before I go on. Mm-hmm. Of course, I have a way of scanning through all of the bullstein, that I call it, you know, and just get me to the meat. By the way, people are going to be, for the Kate Delaney America Tonight audience, you will hear this. I'm only doing this for a test. This is my own official bullstein bell.
Nice.
Okay? If I smell it, I'm hitting it, and that means that person, that story, whoever it may be, gets the bell. It might as well be like a gong. That's what it is, because it's an official A440 gong. That's tuned. But if I hit that, that means bullstein.
Could you do it one more time? Man, you could use those in court, George.
If I hit it harder, though, I've knocked that thing off here. So last Thursday, here's the headlines. Here's what I get, okay? Well, we all know this by now. And I could hit the gong right off the bat, I'm telling you. IRS loses its emails. All right, Lois Lerner. Bah.
Lots of people lose emails, George.
Yeah? How come it is if the IRS...
When people are looking for them.
How come when the IRS comes to ask you now, hey, look, Mr. Stevens, I'd like to go back 10 years. You're supposed to keep all your records for 10 years. Tell them that you lost them on your hard drive and you couldn't get them back. See how that works. It's working for them to give it back to Congress. Why wouldn't it work if you give them that to you, give that to them now?
These are the emails about the errantly sent party invitation or something. Was it
that, not only that one, but
that was what started it. That was
the that's not what started. That's what they recently found. What started it was they were being accused of singling out Tea Party members.
Oh, I see.
To audit.
I see.
Okay, so 11,000 emails. Hello! We don't know what happened.
They got put in the wrong folder.
We can't retrieve them. Oh, you can't retrieve them. But if you ask me to give me your personal income for the last 10 years, what if I tell you lost it on a hard drive? Is that going to fly today?
No.
Anyway, that's the first story. Second, adjacent, EPA lost its emails that Congress was asking for about some abusive power that they were doing. They can't find them either. What's this guy's name in Korea? Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-il, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Junior, right?
Last Thursday.
Yeah.
Threatens the United States of America that if they put out that movie in October, it's an act of war. Did you know that movie they're putting out? This movie, it's a comedy.
I don't think anyone's listening to
it. There's a comedy that America's supposed to be putting out in October about a talk radio show host. I got to go to a break in a second. Talk radio show host and his producer happened to get an interview with him, and the CIA is hiring him to kill him. It's supposed to be a comedy.
Hmm.
So the guy in North Korea says, if you release
sounds like
that,
a barrel of laughs.
If you release that movie, it's an act of war.
Really?
Yeah. And then on the same day, you get Boehner suing the president. Now, those are four major stories that should have been covered up on, but they were going in a hot beat, and no one's even paying attention.
Well, the act of war one, I might have glossed over too, George. And this is the guy who, his dad used to hide in a cave and watch the Three Stooges all day.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm George, filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. So anyway, yeah, with the guy in North Korea. Yeah, that's right. His dad, as a matter of fact, he was so fixated on movies, he loves the movies so much that I believe that he kidnapped or had kidnapped a well-known producer in South Korea to make movies for him.
Sure, why not?
And the guy had to make movies for him until he escaped.
Nice.
Right, so he doesn't want that movie out there. So now, here we are today, where the news doesn't start. Where do you want me to start? Where should I start today? How about with this Vietnam veteran, 73, loses job at Cracker Barrel after giving muffin to needy man? Nobody wants to hear that bullshit. Give me this. That's not news. Do you understand what I mean? That's my point.
Plus, it's news that people are interested in it.
It's just filling up web pages.
It's filling up web pages, but the guy might get his job back if he wants it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we're talking to attorney Mark Stevens, so he thinks of things a little bit differently.
Sounds
than you
like are. Wrongful termination to me. I mean, what are they doing with the muffin anyway? Did it cost them anything? You guys being a nice guy. He served his country, and now he's giving a homeless guy a muffin.
Joe Klebleznis says he was fired by Cracker Barrel restaurant in Florida after he gave a needy person a corn muffin for free.
Yeah.
You can't do that, though.
Why?
Because it's against the company policy. You don't give away free food. That's what we're here in the business, to sell things, not give them away.
Well, sometimes,
Mr. Koblesner.
Sometimes being a human being overwhelms one's
that doesn't mean you
adherence
still keep
to
that
a policy on cornbread muffins. So
he had been,
I'm with him. I hope he gets his job back.
He's not going to get his job
or
back.
Or better.
Maybe he can get the guy. Maybe if he gets the law team that cut Zimmerman off, maybe.
Yeah.
He had been with the eatery in Sarasota for 3 years. He told this one particular station on the WWSB that he was. Listen! This guy was previously written up twice before the muffin infraction.
For what? The same thing?
He gave somebody a fountain drink. No, he got...
What if the muffin was left on someone's plate and uneaten? I hope they're not serving it again. Maybe he was just giving him a muffin that somebody didn't want.
Once he was...
There's four sides to every story.
Four sides?
There's four sides.
Once he got written up for having a fountain drink while on duty.
Ooh. He sounds like a menace.
Something for human resources to look into.
Something for human resources to do.
Let me tell you something. Human resources. Let
me bang it. Bang the gong. Human resources.
They
go.
Gotta go.
They gotta go.
That is the worst thing that could have ever happened to any company in the United States of America.
Who thought of that?
My own opinion. Yeah. Why? Because management can't do anything anymore. Mm-hmm.
They got to outsource it to somebody else.
Well, no management. I can't. Okay, so let's just say Claude Blesner. We're going to use this guy all afternoon here.
The muffin guy.
The muffin guy. You know, is having a drink and having a fountain drink while he's on duty. So I'm the manager and tell him, what are you doing, Joe? We're on duty. You're not supposed to have a drink. Did you pay for it? No. Okay, well, I'm going to have to write you up, you know.
He's in Florida. Maybe he's thirsty.
You know what he says?
What?
I'm going to human resources. Okay, this is the problem. All these people do is run around and try to find outs for people that are wayward and need to be disciplined by management.
Drinking a soda fountain in Florida in the summertime is wayward?
Then another time he was allegedly given... Well, this guy definitely break the rules at Cornbread Cracker.
Like
do you want to call Cracker Barrel?
Scott Flaw.
I'll call Cracker Barrel right now.
Sure.
We're going to answer at 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll probably get this guy mopping the floor. He'll answer the phone. Hello, this is Joe Club Lesnar. I'm on discipline. So he was written up for that, and then another time for allegedly giving a woman a free cup of coffee. This guy just gives stuff away. He thinks it's his joint.
3 years he's given away a cup of coffee? That's good customer
service.
Hey, it's
your word against mine. He says the customer paid for the coffee.
Ah, see? There's another side to that story.
Right, but he says...
It sounds to me like they're out to get this guy.
He said, no, his quote was, it's a rule. They legally can do this. Let him go because I did break the rule. The rule is you can't give anything away free. Now, see, Mark, here's the thing. If you keep continuing to break rules that these stores have, you know, and they don't stand by their policy, then what good's having a policy? Let me give you the prime example over here. We have a show.
Next thing you know, it'll be Biggie sizing his sodas when it's really hot out.
Oh, Biggie drinks in New York City.
That's right.
Coming back, though.
The big drinks
new guy
coming
said,
back.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to drink.
You can't do that.
No, of course
not. Who told you could do that? This all goes back to the when I first started with this little opening tiny monologue today is because we don't – things go in one ear and out to another today, and no one's paying attention or doing anything about it. You know, we have to go about our business. We don't buy into it anymore. You read the papers. Politics is a bunch of bullshit. Nobody cares. They don't even trust these politicians. I'm talking about the vast majority of the people.
Sure.
That's purely evident. So what these guys and gals do, while they're doing their own thing, and you're out just trying to put gas in your car and feed your family, is making rules so you can't have a 20-ounce gallon thing of water.
Right.
Come on already. Cracker Barrel says the muffin giveaway was his fifth violation of company policy, which includes not giving away food, not consuming food without paying for it. Okay, so they fired him, and now they're going to get bombarded by people across the internet saying, give Joe Club Lesnar his job back. He's a 73-year-old veteran.
I hope they do.
Well, that means that it's okay to give stuff away.
They should petition the president. You need 25,000 signatures. I get these in my inbox all the time. Sign here. We need 25,000, and it goes in front of the president.
Listen, that could
catch some traction for this poor guy in Sarasota.
Well, maybe you should try to practice law outside of state only. You couldn't do it. You're only one guy.
Yeah, just one guy. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So this, when they asked Mr. Cole Blesnar, I'm slaughtering his name, by the way.
He's been through enough.
I got to go to human resources. K-O-B-L-E-N-Z-E-R. K-O-B-L-E-N-Z-E-R. What's that? Cole Blesnar.
Koblenzer, I think.
Koblenzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He said that the day that he was fired, a man came in who looked like he might be homeless, and he asked him for some mayonnaise and tartar sauce, and Koblenzer says he was going to go cook fish. I gave it to him.
Yeah.
You can't give him that.
Those little condiment packets?
He said he got the man the condiments, added the corn muffin to the bag as he handed it over. It cost a Vietnam vet his job.
Wow. That's a service-oriented guy.
Okay, so here we are in my state, which people don't know about unless I fill in for Kate Delaney, who's a nationally syndicated talk radio show host. Must have been maybe the heat in Texas is the reason for why she you know, you get a little, you know, you don't have all your wits in the heat. That's why she asked me if I would fill in for her, you know?
I bet she does.
So in my state, just so you know, which, by the way, let me wave to every time. When I'm doing Fox, when I do Fox in New York, or last week I was at the United Nations, that's a whole other hour's worth of talk radio, that whole debacle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're lucky I didn't have the Bolstein bell there. Well, it was brutal.
They need a bigger one than that, George.
I talked to the Deputy Secretary General.
Did you?
We talked about golf. Nothing to do with the United Nations.
Can you figure that's what they're doing in there with all the headphones on all the time anyway?
I couldn't believe it. One thing I'll give them. The people that do work there, number one, are highly educated. all of them, that I spoke to anyway. Mm-hmm. And I went through like 9 different interviews. It was Talk Radio Row. Matter of fact, Kate would have been there, but she had a prior engagement, so she couldn't make it. They were highly educated, and the one thing they had, beside their job and getting all mixed up on what it is that they do and they don't do, they have this humanitarian spirit about them. Okay, they surely do. I mean, I spoke to a woman who's in Afghanistan that's clearing landmines. That's her job. And that is a dangerous place to be walking around. From years and years and years of landmines. She has to contract these companies that come out. There's people in the United States that do that for a living.
Sure.
I mean, I learned all that stuff. But besides the whole thing, you know, it's convoluted to me. And they stick their face in a lot of things they're not supposed to, as far as I'm concerned. I hope it doesn't become one world government at one point in time. But it's dangerous.
No.
It is a big operation. Anyway, besides that, those people, when I spoke to them about my state, they didn't even realize that we could carry guns here, not wear seatbelts or not motorcycle helmets if we didn't want to.
Yeah,
it is the state of choice.
That's right. They don't want it that way. They want those that... international ban on handguns.
How about no sales tax or income tax? The guy almost fell off his chair.
Sure.
I said, well, wait a minute.
He might move up here.
Why wouldn't you? Who would want to live in Massachusetts today?
Yeah, I like to. It's a great state.
I am. Well, what's great about it?
But it's...
What's great?
Oh, you got Paul. You can't give the gong to Boston or Cape Cod or the other great things.
I just did. First of all...
You can, I guess. You got the gong and the mallet.
Hey, listen...
Boston's one of the greatest cities, home of the Celtics, home of the Bruins.
There's your first problem. That's the first. We're not going to go into sports yet. We got a whole other 2 segments for
that. You asked what was good with it. And I was just starting to rattle them off when you cut me off.
That's, I gonged myself. Listen, that's opinion. But in the reality, look, we're coming upon the 4th of July.
That's right.
Boston is an embarrassment to the United States of America today after being the way it was back in 1770.
Oh, sure. It has changed for the worse.
Thank you very much.
No doubt.
These are the individuals that rallied up against the British Empire.
Biggest army in the world. Kick their butt.
Listen. Oh, but of act of providence is a time. I mean, you know.
Sure.
You got to understand. I mean.
Absolutely.
There was a small battle. If you take a look at actually riveting, intense information about what went on at that time. First of all, if anybody's seen any of these four mass ships that were built, they're pretty big. When the Brits had 300 of them sitting in the harbor, that's a lot of boats, man, with guns pointed. And you got a handful of people here. And because of a nor'easter.
Handful of gun owners.
Yeah. Right. That would march down from Maine, Vermont,
yep.
Walk. We got people who go to the store today.
Right.
Okay?
The drive-through.
They type it in on the internet and have somebody deliver it. These guys walked in the snow. Anyway, because of a cold front, those Brits couldn't see because of the fog and one of those nor'easters that we have. They turned around and left because there was one cannon sitting on that hill and they thought there was 400 of them. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
The turn of fate. Anyway, we got to take a break. I'm George filling in for Keith Delaney, America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's good to be with you this early morning on a Tuesday. It is the first day of July. Can you imagine June? I don't know how the weather is in the rest of the country for you, but up in the Northeast, we're used to having a lot of wet, humid weather. It was the best June I can remember. Every weekend was sunny with low humidity, and that trend will continue. Hopefully, it is wonderful where you're at as well. And 4th of July right around the corner, and I am George Russell filling in for the wonderful Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for putting up with me for the few hours that we have time to share. She's in California. I'll be back with you shortly. My Twitter, if you'd like to know what it is at Mr. Talk Radio. And my website is MrTalkRadio.us.
Okay.
All right, there's pictures and audio and all of that stuff.
I'll bookmark that.
Me in a Krispy Kreme outfit for delivering donuts down in Virginia. Part-time work.
I'm looking that up now.
I got Krispy Kremes. So anyway, I don't know what the heck we were talking about before because I got 4,000. Oh, we were talking about Mr. Ebenezer, Cole Blenzer getting fired. And what I wanted to say about that was, okay, maybe you as an attorney could stick up for him, but the guy's already admitting they fired me because I did wrong. He didn't care. He's 73. The guy wanted a muffin. He gave it to him.
Common sense prevails.
Back to my state. We have a Shell station down the road here in a city called Nashua where the guy was overnights working in a gas station. Somebody came in to rob him. He was carrying a handgun, pulled out his gun. The robber dropped his stuff and ran out the door.
Amen.
Nothing happened, and he did his thing. He got fired because he's not supposed to have a handgun. But he was like, well, I'm doing it for my own protection.
He's alive.
So now you get people across the country up in arms that Shell fired this guy, shouldn't have fired him, give him back his gun. They may give him a nickname, and they call all the hee-haws running around. The bottom line is you can't have a gun. Don't take the job. That's it. The law is you. The rules in my house are you can't carry a gun. You've got the midnight shift.
You can carry one in mine.
You can carry one of those. 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's your shift. That's what we pay to do. We have, and Shell has went on to say that we have a protocol for those individuals that may come upon that thing. You just give the people whatever you want and back up on it.
Sometimes that's not good enough for them, though. For the robber, that's not good enough that you give him the money. He's going to stab him anyway or do whatever he's going to do.
I'm not going to say no. But then don't take the job. You know the risks. Is a cop going to take a job today where he knows today, not like it was 20 years ago, he could pull over somebody for an out blinker and get shot.
Well, the guy might have needed the job, or the person might have needed the job, and so he works and hopes that situation doesn't arise, or if it does, that they give him an award instead of firing him for stopping a robbery.
Well, they're not going to do that.
No, they're not.
They can't do that because they said no guns. Yep. Now, if he had taken and whacked the guy over the head with a Snickers bar, he would have been a hero.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the dead. There's nothing in the rules or the laws of his conduct that works as he can't whack the guy with a Snickers bar.
Yeah, the problem is the people that are making that rules don't work in there from 11 to 4 when this person does, and they don't have to carry a gun.
So
it's like the people who make the gun laws don't need them because they've got Secret Service agents running around after them. But, you know, I'm glad the guy stood up for himself and stood his ground and pulled the gun and saved his life.
He did pull the gun out. He did. Yep. And then he got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day. Well, but now he's a rock star online. Anybody's a star
online.
Glad
he is.
Everybody's a star online.
Does he have a Twitter handle, George? I want to follow him. Yeah, I want to tweet him.
I don't know.
I want to give him a high five tweet.
Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you. That's
give him a shout out.
That's what amazes me. Now, you've got young kids. not young, but teenagers. Teenage boys?
Mm-hmm.
How many? Seven? Eight? How many are we pushing now?
How many are we pushing now? Don't just create teenagers.
There you go. That was a sweet hit right in the middle. Sweet spot on the gong that
you
time.
Got it.
My point is that you are pretty hip with today's jargon and the speed of the internet and Twitter and all this other stuff. You know how to high five. Remember we had fun months and months ago with the Tomahawk chop,
sure.
But you were all internet and savvy.
Yeah, if you pay attention to what's going on, it's easy to keep up with things because of tools like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn to a lesser extent.
Well, you guys do that. You have a Facebook page.
Sure.
You got Bye Bye DWI.
Yep.
You got T-shirts.
We have T-shirts. We have motorcycle kickstand coasters. You know, different ways to spread out the message.
Beanies for the winter.
Beanies for the winter. Yeah. Tank tops for the summer.
Girls tank tops.
Girls and guys.
Well, you got a nice girl that works with you. She's the showcase for Bye Bye DWI.
I'd like to think I am.
No, that's not him. Why don't you take her outside and do a video with her and show her what it's like, tell the people what it's like to walk in heels on the side of a road. That's what you're supposed to be using her for, a video. Let me demonstrate. Do you want me to do this?
What's that? Video?
Sure. With Courtney?
Sure, why not? We have informational videos on our YouTube channel.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got a YouTube channel, too?
Sure.
What don't you have?
Sure. You got to have a YouTube channel.
LinkedIn?
Some people are visual learners. They like to see things on video instead of reading things reading things online or whatever. They like to learn visually.
Zimmerman has claimed defamation in an edited 911 call, and the judge has just ruled against him yesterday, which would have been Monday, that in this defamation lawsuit he filed against NBC Universal. This was over an edited 911 calls made after DeMartin was shot and killed. The ruling judge, Deborah S. Nelson, said, "There are no genuine issues of material fact upon which a reasonable jury could find the defendants acted with actual malice." Nelson said the malice standard was appropriate because Zimmerman is a public figure. So they tossed it out.
Yeah, that's kind of weak, a weak case, I think, because if they're using, a 911 tape, right, they didn't make the 911 tape. They're playing evidence that they've gotten their hands on. I don't think it's making a story or painting him in a certain light or anything like that. They're just saying this is what the evidence was against Mr. Zimmerman. This is part of it. They played it.
Well, what happens with a lot of news organizations out there is they'll chop up stuff to better suit the reporter's way of doing something.
I understand.
Okay, well, that's a no-no as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But
you got to be careful about chilling the news from publishing stories and what chilling effect it can have if they start getting sued for stuff that they print.
Well, if you take a 911 call and you edit out all this stuff that might be in there just to get to the meat and potatoes, it may look this guy, make the people have a different opinion.
Yeah, but you got to know what was edited out. Was it profanity they're editing out because they're a general audience? Or are they saying, okay, cut out the innocent parts and we'll just put in the stuff that makes them look bad? That's different.
In the hearing this month, Zimmerman's attorney said NBC manipulated the call to make it seem like Zimmerman was chasing Martin because of the color of Martin's skin. Zimmerman, quote, "The guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about." Dispatcher, okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic? He looks black.
Okay, so someone asked him, and he answered it.
No, this guy must need money.
Well,
he's a mess. Huh?
I don't know.
You followed that story, right?
Yeah.
Sure, you follow all those things.
Well, something like that was interesting because the different states have got these stand your ground laws and so forth, and it's one of the Second Amendment battlegrounds that's going on, you know, across the country.
I would like to be I would love to be a lawyer. I should have been a lawyer, by the way, but I just couldn't afford it. I could have been a good one.
Sure.
I would have been up. I would have, look out, here he comes, because I would have known the law like the back of my hand. And that's how you play this game. You got to know that law.
You do.
Because what you guys do, and you can correct me, you're an attorney, you got to play out the law in front of a judge who's supposed to know the law better than you. So if you're out of bounds within the law, he calls a penalty flag. Is that how it's like?
It's not quite a penalty flag where they set your back down in 10 yards or something like
well,
that.
Well, you know, in my
But they
tell you to strike that from the record, start over.
You argue with somebody who's on the other side of whatever it is you're doing, and they know the law, you know the law, the judge knows the law. But the law has different applications in different circumstances, and you're trying to, you know, just do it in the best light for your client. You know, you're just trying to explain the law as it applies to this case, you know. So, for instance, you have a defamation case with Mr. Zimmerman. Both of those parties have an argument for and against.
Of course.
You know, and the judge has got to make
the judge already said, forget it. Don't even take this. Don't waste the court's time.
Right.
So why not be one of the – look, GM yesterday recalling another 7.6 million vehicles. How many vehicles do these people have out? You know what they just went through right there with that whole big
– How'd you like to work in their PR department?
How about human resources?
Yeah.
You want to work for human resources for GM?
Or the legal department?
The latest recall, folks, just so you know, includes cars from 1907 all the way to our 2014 models.
Well, they'll get back to horseback pretty soon, I think.
This is amazing.
Go back to those things like Mr. Magoo drove.
I don't
know. They keep going back and back and back.
It's going to be recalling six new safety recalls involving 7.6 million more vehicles. I mean, how many vehicles could they have on the road? They've already been, every one of them has been called. It seems like every one of their vehicles has had a recall. Huh? Among those recalled, GM is aware of 7 crashes, 8 injuries, and 3 fatalities, and they're just coming out with it again now. They were just under the scrutiny of Congress about this nonsense. They didn't tell anybody for years.
Right.
Yeah. From an ignition failure. Listen, folks, if you've got a vehicle, you should always go to the company's website and look up the recalls and act on those recalls. Don't not act on a recall.
Don't ignore it. Because yours is working.
Some of them last forever, too. They don't go away, those recalls. All right, we still got a couple. I don't want to drive the guy crazy that's producing her show and make sure that I stay. Because when I talk, I'll go.
Really?
2 hours straight. No
really?
Break, no water. There's stuff to talk about. Human resources likes that.
No drinking muffin.
No muffins. Is anybody going to give me a free muffin? Now, listen. Now, did you read the transcript last week of Mr. Boehner suing the President of the United States? And the reason for why I asked that is forget about the suing the President of the United States. Did you hear how it was written? You would have felt you were back in revolutionary times. It was well written. And if I could make your imagination for a second, remove the names. See, this is what we need to do when talking about politics or anything, is get the name out of the way or the umbrella. For instance, I don't like to refer to somebody as a Democrat or Republican because I'm already jading your opinion, period. I don't speak like that. I'll give you a person's name. That's what makes the game even a little bit, you know? So this the Speaker of the House sues the President, tells him you're using your authority a little bit too much over here. It's got to slow down without using Congress as we were supposed to be. But if you got a chance to read that, you would find that very interesting. The wording was great. He did a good job on that.
Yeah, I read part of it.
It was very good.
Yeah.
So, and then the Supreme Court deals him a blow. I'll tell you about this one coming up in a little bit on the Obamacare today. Okay? And after everything that went on with President Obama charging ahead with his set of unilateral changes to the country's immigration system. I'll tell you about that as soon as I get back. We've got to take a quick break. I am George, Attorney Mark Stevens. What's your website?
It's byebyedwi.com.
And mine is mrtalkradio.us. Kate Delaney's in California, and we'll be back soon. I'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney of America Tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, my friend and attorney Mark Stevens, sitting in the box with me this time. See, now, I like to sneak a cigarette once in a while inside the box.
Okay.
Human resources throw me out.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to tell them.
I'm not going to tell them.
No, I don't tell anybody.
No. Nobody likes a tab.
Do you? In where I come from, it's called a rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't.
We call them rats in New Hampshire too.
Yeah. Do you want me to read this to you, or is it too long to read?
Well, it depends. I don't know how long it is, George. It's up to you.
Only an attorney could give you.
If it's something only an attorney could love, maybe not. I don't know.
But here's the thing: the language everybody can understand. It's not written in your language. You guys and gals have your own language.
Well, it's not.
Why is it that we have to hire you to read something that I'm supposed to be able to read? I don't get that. Nobody gets that. Okay, that's it. As a matter of fact,
your judge, jury, and executioner over there.
Look at.
Listen. Yeah, you got.
That's for mallet too.
He's got a mallet. It looks like
this
a gavel.
This is for George Russell's for truth, justice, and no bullshit. It says.
Does it really?
So yeah, I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay.
Now listen, when I feel the truth of a matter, that's when I do that.
It looks like a pipe you've converted.
Those days are all over.
That's okay.
Although I was thinking about going to Colorado.
Yeah.
Because they let you be able to pick your dose of THC.
Mm-hmm.
See, like up here, you don't know what you're getting. It's a Cracker Jack problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could get something that your body can't handle.
Right.
You start freaking out and getting paranoid and stuff.
Yep.
Or whatever else is in there. You go in there today, it's like a 1920s pipe tobacco shop. They got them all in the little decanters with their levels of THC on it.
Like penny candy almost.
Penny candy. You take a couple of whacks. Oh, that one feels pretty good.
Sure.
So, I mean, what's the matter with that?
Nothing.
I don't know.
It's a victimless crime.
Huh?
It's a victimless crime. You know, we're one of the last states that prosecutes in this area.
I don't know. I don't care about being politically correct. As long as you're telling the truth and no bullshit, I really don't care. There are some times that I have to be politically correct, especially when interviewing candidates and stuff. Although I'm going to give them the business, I'm just not going to disrespect them. They won't come on anymore. That's life. You know what I mean? But I quit smoking that stuff when I was 18 years old. I'm 51 now, and I only smoked it for 2 years.
Okay.
It just didn't like the way it felt, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm just saying, would I revisit it again if it was legal? That's the question. See, that's the question that people need to put out on their polls. On these news stations, I put up this ridiculous, would you like to see Hilton Pilton? What's that lady's name, that girl, that skinny-looking?
Hillary Clinton?
She's not skinny, first of all.
But I didn't know what you're trying to say.
What's that girl's name there? Looks like a mannequin. She's all skinny and stuff. Harris Pilton. Tilton, whatever.
I think you mean Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Instead of giving a poll up about what next dress Harris Pilton should wear, whatever.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah. We should put up, would you smoke marijuana or try it if it was legal?
You want to ask Paris Hilton then?
I don't care about that. I don't even think.
Oh, yes, I get what you're saying. More people are paying attention to what she's wearing than.
Oh no! These local television stations put up polls. They've got polls. They've got hotshot wizards that do their website, so they want to get some feedback when people go and visit their website. So they put up poll questions. You know, now there's a lot of states.
The polls increase their rank.
Right, and we're not in Colorado or Seattle. Okay.
Right.
Most of the other states are keeping a great eye on what's happening in those two states on what's going on with marijuana. But they don't put those poll questions up. They'd rather see this wing nut and see what she's wearing tomorrow. Ask the
They're both interesting. You can follow both.
I don't want to follow that.
But lots of people do.
Why? That's the question.
I don't know why. I don't. But I'm just saying.
Because misery likes company. That's
people
why.
Are interested in her.
They want the poll of, would you smoke marijuana if it was legal? Would you?
Me, no. No, I wouldn't.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah. Smoke is not good for you. I mean, I don't think that's a dangerous drug. That's not my point.
Okay, I understand.
Just smoking anything pure.
How
is
hard
not
would
good
that be? I mean, that is really radical. When you think about it, that's very radical what those two states have done.
Yep.
First of all, if you've had parents that have told their children not to smoke that stuff their whole life, all of a sudden it's legal.
Right. But you know what? The kids.
And then mom starts toking.
They were smoking.
You come
anyway.
Home for dinner and mom's got a bong in her hand.
She's got a vaporizer.
Yeah, what's going on, Mom? I thought you didn't like that stuff. It's legal now, son. It's okay. Sit down. Have a puff.
Well, the point is whether the mom was telling him to obey the law or to be healthy. You know, I don't know. But
you got a problem there, too, okay? Because here we go. You talk smoking's bad, right? This is the first thing I had before they even started talking about it being legal. If you're going to tell me that smoking's bad, but then you're telling me that people need to use it for medicinal purposes, what the hell are you doing in my head here?
Well, I think that, you know, there's certain types of medicinal
purposes. Your back may hurt, but it's okay for your lungs.
No, but there's some people that have a terminal illness or whatever. They're going to die anyway. Well, we're all going to die anyway. But if they can alleviate some pain, then why not?
It's a good way to go as soon as the show's over.
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
You know, I was coming out of the appeals court down in Boston, and a kid asked me for a match, and he and his companion were rolling a joint right in front of the court, and there's a cop directing traffic right out in front of him. But you know what I thought? What's wrong with it?
Well,
is it hurting anybody? They're not driving.
It's decriminalized down there.
Right. There's no problem. So,
hey, look, I don't know, but I do know that.
But do you think those two kids would have been rolling a joint and smoking, the decriminalization of it made them smoke it? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. It doesn't, it's not going to lead to a big rush of people saying, hey, it's legal now, I want to go smoke some weed. They can already do that.
This state's tough on everything, okay? First of all, for the people out there across the country that don't know anything about this little state, the reason for why I moved here from New York is because you could walk around with a handgun. You didn't have to wear a seatbelt if you didn't want. You didn't have to have car insurance if you didn't want.
Motorcycle helmet?
You don't have to have a motorcycle helmet if you didn't want. You've got the four seasons in the ocean. All right, fine.
No taxes.
No taxes, no sales tax, no income tax. I can tell you when I go down to Massachusetts right now and I buy a pack of gun, they hit me with 8 cents, I flip out.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me today.
Sure.
I don't know. You get to live that way.
You tax everything.
After a while. But this state has 400 house reps. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. The only other place in the world that has more house reps is India. We have 400 here. Okay? It is embarrassing. But the Constitution says that so many people have to be represented by a person. I'm not going to bore the people with that whole nonsense. But for this House to legalize marijuana in this state, act of God's going to take to do that. Half these people up here are 80 years old.
I don't know what their age is.
It's like you said, they're 70 plus years old. I talk to them.
I just know the DWI laws they come up with are kind of crazy. Sometimes.
Well, there you go too. that's what you fight, you know. And I'm sure you're not the cops, you know, best friends, and you see them all. That's a tough job you have. You chose that route, though.
Right. If I wanted to be popular, I'd do something else.
Sure, you would. You'd be a prosecutor.
They're not popular.
A prosecutor for DWI.
Yeah.
But anyway, if this state decides to do that, which I feel in the next 10 to 15 years, more states are going to find out that the crime rate has not risen up. The sales of Cheetos has.
Right.
And Doritos.
Right.
And we should start looking at this, because when a state can start to make money, you know, they're going to probably do it.
That's right.
For those of you listening in Colorado and Seattle, hats off to you.
That's right.
And I would also think that there'd be plenty of people that have moved.
There are.
I'm telling you.
I've met people that have moved. Sure.
We're out of here today.
Right.
Why? So we can smoke pot.
Yeah.
That's the sole reason for moving. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I've spoken with some people that have done it.
I know people in their 50s that smoke that stuff still. I know people in their late 50s and 60s that smoke it, you know, and I don't, but they do. And it's like, you know, they've been doing it behind the scenes for years and years. If you can go there and do it out in the open, that is just that'd be weird for us, huh?
Yeah, but what's wrong with it?
You know, I don't
know. The Republic's not going to fall if they legalize weed. It's just...
Mr. Boehner, where are we? Where are we? Where are you, Mr. Boehner? Right over here.
Hope he's not smoking a joint.
No, he wouldn't. That's what you have to ask yourself. How many people down there smoke pot?
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I had that question
on one of my shows, one of my morning shows. How many members of this 400 House members up there smoke pot? Don't tell me not all 400 don't smoke. That's Bolstein.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know anything.
Prove it wrong first before. I'm the other way. I'll prove you guilty. Prove yourself not.
Well, that's not a great way to do it.
Well, I'm in the box here. I got the.
Gong and all that with you.
I got the tools in here.
Bolstein meter.
Bolstein meter.
Bolstein.
For years, Americans have watched with concern as President Barack Obama has declined to faithfully execute the laws of our country, ignoring some statutes, completely selectively enforcing others, and at times creating laws of his own. Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States dictates that the president, as head of the executive branch of our government, shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed, even if the president does not agree with the purpose of that law. Under the Constitution's separation of powers principle, only the legislative branch has the power to legislate. On one matter after another during his presidency, President Obama has circumvented the Congress through executive action, creating his own laws and excusing himself from executing statutes he's sworn to enforce, at times even boasting about his willingness to do it. I pause there because that's what Mr. Boehner, in his memo to the House Republicans, was sent out last week on June 25th. And in real time today, President Obama is charging ahead with the set of unilateral changes to the country's immigration system. What did he say today or yesterday? America cannot wait forever for them to act. Mr. Obama said from the World Government, he said he is launching a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own without Congress. I'm George, filling in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to take a quick break, top of the hour, and I'll see you on the other side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.